What are you doing here?
I had to come to make sure my son was all right. I phoned Dr. Martin on the way here. He can see you today.
I'm fine. I've been hurt worse than football.
Well, it never hurts to get a second opinion from a real doctor.
Let it go, Mom.
It's just hard to see you suffering here by yourself. You'd at least think your girlfriend would be here.
You really want to play that game?
This is not a game, Jason. This is your life. And I'm worried about the path you're heading down.
Oh, you mean the path you sent me down?
What are you talking about?
Lana? The girl you made sure I met in Paris?
Are you serious? I mean, how could anyone maneuver two people meeting and falling in love in Paris?
Mrs. T, I didn't know you were here.
Well, come in, Lana. We were just talking about you. Did Jason share his matchmaking theory with you?
Yeah, he did.
And what did you think? That I had somehow used my mysterious powers to coerce you into going to Paris at exactly the same time that my son was there?
You don't have to answer that.
I think she already has. Lana, I'm not a perfect mother. I can be overprotective and sometimes overbearing, especially when it comes to the women in my son's life.
Mom?
I had nothing to do with getting the two of you together, as you can probably realize from my reaction to it. And why my son feels the need to blame me for meeting you is something you should be asking yourself. If you change your mind about the doctor, let me know.